Music from Dayton's own Ruckus Roboticus. That was a track from Playing with Scratches, his 2007 release. And I'm very happy to welcome Dan Ruckus in the house.
Hi.
Hi, very happy to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You're going to be playing at the Cyclops Festival this Saturday here in Yellow Springs. Looking forward to it.
Cool, me too.
For people who are unfamiliar with your music, tell me a little bit about how you got started doing what you do.
Okay, boy, I just was really fascinated by scratching, of all things, you know? And I think my first exposure to it was DJ Jazzy Jeff from him and the Fresh Prince. But so in high school, I just decided I'm going to buy turntables and started literally playing with scratches. And you know, got into DJing and making music. So I come from more of like a manipulating samples background rather than, you know, being a virtuoso musician. And so my music's kind of like audio collages is how I describe them. And I try to make them so seamless that it seems like a band playing, but it's really just me, you know, in a computer or turntables. And so, yeah, that's how I got my start.
There's got to be a vast musical knowledge behind what you do, though. I mean, with some of the things you're sampling, where do you find these sounds and these samples and these bits of music and dialogue and things like that?
Okay, the short answer is just records, you know. But long answer is, you know, just digging for them. You know, everything from a garage sale to a thrift store to actual record stores, and and you're right. Over the years, I have learned a lot, but oftentimes it just starts with taking a stab in the dark, you know, picking up a record that just looks weirder than the rest. And so, yeah, I do have quite a record collection back at home.
What's your process like when you're starting a track? Does it start with a particular sound or sample that catches your fancy and you build it up around that? Or how do you do that?
Yes and no. Oftentimes it's actually just more of an idea for a song, you know, like making a song about what I want to be when I grow up. So that was kind of the start, and then kind of digging through my collection to find samples that fit that story, or oftentimes I'll hear a sound and be like, ooh, that needs to be like the hook of a song. And so it starts kind of structured, but then, yeah, after that, it's kind of trial and error and see where it takes me. So
now building a song or a sound collage, I love that term. I'm sure when you're doing it, you know, there's a lot of, as you said, trial and error. How do you then take all of that trial and error that you're doing in the writing process and translate it into your live performance? Because that just sounds completely intimidating to me. You know, I can edit audio, but trying to do it with people watching, that sounds terrifying. How do you do it?
It is a challenge. And you know, we're going to talk about a few of my new songs, and that was a challenge. Because I kind of wish I was a band, you know. I wish I had a group of guys and we could make it all happen, but that's a good question. I kind of just sit down and figure out what can I do live in front of people and what things kind of need to be looped and triggered on the fly. So usually I can just pick out one thing I can kind of do live, and then, yeah, it does take trial and error as well for the live setting, but If people come out to the Cyclops Festival, I will be doing, you know, about an hour of my material, trying to re-perform it, recreate it live. So they should come out and see that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you mentioned new songs, and we've seen quite a few newer things pop up from you recently. You had Take Me to a Disco, which we're going to hear a little later. But the one that's getting ready to come out, the one that I've been hearing about from a couple of people and a couple of people mentioned previously on this show a couple of weeks ago, is TGIF.
Yes.
Tell me about TGIF.
Okay, yeah. And it is me branching out quite a bit, because I am using a few samples from records, but I am working with some actual musicians and sort of treating their tracks as samples, but also letting them just do their thing over top of my samples. And another way I'm branching out is I am working with a vocalist on this one, and I actually wrote the lyrics and had a, had her in mind and approached her named Spanky Wilson, who she's been around for quite some time doing funky pop music, and so I was it was a dream come true that she agreed to do it, and the recording session went well, and we're finally putting it out there to the world. It comes out technically a week from this Friday, the 21st, but the night before we're having a release party at One Eye Jack's. So yeah, it's new territory for me, but I'm really pleased with it.
Well, let's take a listen to that one right now, and we'll come back and talk some more.
Cool.
This is new music from Ruckus Roboticus. It's called TGIF. It is coming out very soon. We'll remind you of all those dates and give you all the details on how you can see him at Cyclops Festival this Saturday. Coming up next, but first, take a listen to this one.
Come on now, TGIF. Thank God it's funky now.
new music right there from Ruckus Roboticus. It's called TGIF, and you'll be able to get your copy on September 21st.
Yeah.
And you can celebrate with Ruckus and with the TGIT, thank God it's Thursday gang, at One Eye Jack's the night before on September 20th. But if you can't wait to see him till then, you've got your chance this Saturday at the Cyclops Festival. It's at the John Bryan Center here in Yellow Springs. All kinds of cool stuff. Handmade goods, handmade music, handmade culture, including Ruckus Roboticus. And I understand you're also doing a video for TGIF?
Yes. Boy, it's been months in the making, and we're making it with a lot of help from volunteers who I want to give a shout out to. Several people in the video are musicians from Dayton, including, boy, where do I begin? Jason Sanders from Oxymoronatron, Nathan Lewis from Magic Jackson, he's in it. Jeff Coates, who is the drummer for Ed versus the Radio, he's in it. And lastly, Conrad Dillon, who's a guitarist who he was in Southeast Engine at one time, I think during their early years. They all helped out by appearing in the video. Even Jay Madewell helped just by being kind of a stagehand and extra hand around the shoot. So shout out to all them. We couldn't have done it without them. And we're going to premiere the video September 20th at One Eye Jack's. So
that's going to be fun to be able to work with some of your friends and your musical peers on a project like that.
Yeah, definitely. And it was strange because, you know, usually when you collaborate with musicians, it's to make music. But this time we were collaborating to pretend we were playing music, how you do in a video, you know. But I really appreciate their help. You know, without them, couldn't have done it. So.
Now, when we were listening to TGIF, it is kind of a different direction for you. Do you see yourself kind of embracing a little more of that Dayton, Ohio funk in coming projects?
Absolutely. It really – I've always been drawn to funky music, and I also, you know, have Ohio pride. So, yeah, here – we were talking a little about the Ohio Players that, you know, just – off air, and you know, deep down I'd love to work with some of them or some guys from Zap. I'm a huge Zap fan, and they did a lot of their work in Dayton, and yeah, definitely would love to do that down the road.
And moving forward from this release, are you already planning out what your next project is going to be, or?
Sort of. The TGIF and Take Me to a Disco are from a full-length album that I'm still putting the finishing touches on, but hope to have that finished by the end of the year, and then, you know, put that out into the world at sometime next year. So that's kind of my top priority at the moment.
And I know that you've done collaborations with other people. I know the one that comes to mind is the Ira Glass track you did with Adam Warrock.
Yeah.
What's that like, being able to work with, you know, not just people from right here, but people from the music community all over?
Boy, it's I guess an exciting time we live in because of the internet and file sharing, and you can really collaborate, you know, with anyone in the world who has a internet connection. So I suppose it's exciting, and, you know, there's endless possibilities. So I do, you know, would like to do more of that once I kind of get this album out of my system. It'd be great to work with more vocalists. So.
Cool. Yeah. That's something I'll be looking forward to hearing, both
cool.
The album and work with vocalists. Do you look for a specific type of vocalist, or are you kind of just open to whatever styles? I mean, have you thought about, I don't know, for some reason now I want to hear you collaborate with like an opera singer.
Oh, wow. That's never occurred to me, actually. But so far it's either been whatever song I'm working on. Like, I'll have an idea of what style of singer I want, but with Adam Warrock, it was more him needing beats and us talking ideas and hitting it off kind of more from our ideas, you know, rather than our sound. But so, yeah, maybe I'll have to write down that opera idea, you know.
Just something different. I don't know. I could hear it working.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you're going to be at the Cyclops Festival, and this is your second year participating, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be kind of cool to be kind of a part of an event from the get-go. What's that been like for you?
Let's see. Well, last year it was kind of somewhat different for me just because I actually was DJing a wedding that night, so I was an early performer, really just played some music to kind of hopefully set the mood. And this year I get to be the headliner, so it'll be a little bit different. You know, I feel like it'll be a different vibe at the festival. But overall, it's really cool. I mean, it's great to visit Yellow Springs, you know, if any listeners have, I'm sure all your listeners have, but if you haven't, it's just kind of like a breath of fresh air. Like, we're going to Yellow Springs today, you know? And that's the way the festival is. It's just kind of open and down to earth and artistic, and everyone can just be themselves and everyone's just having a good time. So looking forward to playing for that type of audience and have that kind of spirit in the air. And, looking forward to it a lot. I think the weather's forecasted to be very beautiful, so that'll help things.
Yeah, absolutely. Good dancing weather.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, you can catch Ruckus Roboticus on Saturday as part of the Cyclops Festival. It runs 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you're the headliner, so what time do you start?
5 o'clock.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So if you want to see Ruckus, get there for 5 o'clock. It's at the John Bryan Center here in Yellow Springs. We'll have some info up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/KaleidoscopeRadio. And if people want to check you out online, where can they go?
Well, ruckusroboticus.com, which is kind of hard to spell. So just try Googling your best spelling. It'll pop up, you know. And I am on Facebook and SoundCloud and Twitter. But, you know, whatever you prefer, I'm out there. And lots of, you know, music streaming. And I have some stuff for free download. So check me out, please.
Check him out. Ruckus Roboticus, Cyclops Festival this Saturday. Release party for TGIF at TGIT at One Eye Jacks on Thursday. And the album comes out on Friday. And you're also going to be at Dayton Music Fest and Dance Music Fest, right?
Correct. And that's October 6th. So, yeah.
So lots of opportunities to see you live, and then sooner than later, we'll be getting our hands on a new full-length, huh?
Yeah, exactly. After this run of shows, I'll hopefully go back to the studio and not come out till the new album's ready. So
cool deal, yeah. Cool deal. Well, let's take a listen to another one. This is Take Me to a Disco. Do you want to introduce it at all?
Absolutely, because okay. I feel like if you're not in on the motivation behind it, you know, you might appreciate it more. So it all started with a well-known anti-disco song that I heard against my will, actually. I listened to it, and there's a line in it that's, "Don't try to take me to a disco." And I was like, wouldn't it be funny if I sampled that and made it all about take me to a disco? And so that's what I tried to do with this one.
This is music from Ruckus Roboticus. You're hearing it on 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. That was Take Me to a Disco by Ruckus Roboticus. You can check him out at the Cyclops Festival. It's this Saturday at the John Bryan Center here in Yellow Springs. It's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., but you will want to be there at 5 o'clock to check out Ruckus. And you've got a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple weeks.
Yep, I'm kind of my head spinning getting ready for all these things and tying up loose ends, but... You know, it'll be a fun couple weeks here.
Absolutely. You've got there's Cyclops Festival. Then on Thursday at One Eyed Jack's, it is the video premiere and release party for TGIF, the new single featuring Spanky Wilson. And that'll be at Jay Madewell and Josh Eglin's Thank God It's Thursday event at One Eyed Jack's this Thursday. And then Dayton Music Fest and Dance Music Fest, both on October 6th. And then Studio Time, right?
Yep, exactly.
I got them all.
Yeah, that was great.
Off the top of my head. Well, thank you so much for coming out, Dan.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Here's one more from Playing with Scratches by Ruckus Roboticus. And stick around. We've got more on the Cyclops Festival. We'll be talking to the Motel Beds a little later on. And we've got those tickets to see Crystal Castles, courtesy of Toxic Beauty Records. That is coming up as well. Stay tuned to Kaleidoscope.
Does music make you happy? Here's a gay little song.